While Mary and Maggie get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Fact Bag. Yeah, that's right. I have a bag full of trivia questions. Jonathan and I do not know the answers. Every question is written on an envelope. And then I'm going to read the question. We're going to talk about it. And then we'll open up the envelope and find out the real answer. Okay, Jonathan, here we go. The beaded lacewing is a delicate-looking flying insect. Mm-hmm. One particular species of this insect feeds on termites in its baby larvae stage. How does it stun its prey?
So it's a baby larva. It feeds on termites.
Right.
And it stuns the termites.
Right.
By?
Cleaning the bathroom. What?
What a nice surprise. Thank you.
I can't believe it. Oh, yeah. I'm being eaten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see. It could exude poison.
Yeah, it could know.
It could have a stinger. That would be a very boring answer.
It could
answer.
Have a stinger, right?
With its
It could
stinger.
Surprisingly know all the dialogue from The Big Lebowski. That would stun me.
It would be surprising.
Especially if it was in larva stage.
It could get up and walk, even though it has no legs.
That would be happening? Crazy. Mm. No. What if it masks itself as a small little chunk of delicious wood that a termite might love?
And it takes off its mask and it says, "Surprise, suckers, I'm a larva."
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds right. Let's go with that answer.
Okay.
So wood mask.
Wood mask.
Which is removed suddenly.
It's passed down generations.
Yeah.
All right, let's check out what the answer is. According to Wired magazine, when a baby larva gets hungry, it stuns a termite with a vapor phase toxicant released from its anus.
Same, TBH.
Its farts are powerful enough to immobilize 6 termites with one blow. Little okay. did you know. Yeah, all right. Highbrow, lowbrow. All right. Fact bag. What did the past tense of the word help used to be?
Help. The past
tense. Of so it wasn't helped.
Help.
Help. Help. This makes no sense.
Help. Help.
I like this. I just want to hear you do this. Yeah, I think that was it. I think it's one.
What else could it be besides helped? It doesn't even make any sense.
I think it was the second one you did. What was the second one?
Help.
Yeah, that one.
That's with a... it's an O with an umlaut.
Okay, very good. Hope.
Wow! Wow. 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 Okay. I've got a natural affinity for this.
Yeah, what
sort
are you, Mary? The past tense of help used to be hulp. Hulp, derived from German. Over time, the verb help became regularized, meaning we now just add the letters ed to the end to make it past tense. There are still many other irregular English verbs, including know, and its past tense, knew.
All right.
All right. Fact bag, let's go back in.
You never know what you're going to get in the fact bag.
You never know what you're going to get. According to Google Trends, who was the most searched for person across the world in 2018?
Carmen Sandiego. 2018,
yeah,
most
way
searched
back then.
For person.
Yeah, Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller?
Yeah, right. It could be any celebrity of any kind. Oh, maybe it was Elon Musk. That's my other contender.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Donald Trump, I suppose.
Could be.
Why would you Google him, though?
Yeah, just look around.
Yeah, just look around. Or another, any surprise celebrity things happen? Like, because that's when you Google somebody. Who is that now?
Right,
who
right.
Who is that, you
right.
say?
But it goes so
go
quickly.
Who is the person who moved from least famous to most famous? The greatest distance from no fame, from small amounts of fame to big amounts of fame. Who became famous in 2018?
I think it's Cohen.
Michael Cohen?
Yeah.
It could be somebody related to Trump that we've never heard of before.
I think
now
that's
the
way
the
to go.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Let's do that.
Or was there a Kardashian baby that I missed?
Probably a few. I don't know.
All right. Let's, what are we going with?
Yeah, Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
There's
All
a
right.
better answer, and it's going to be inside this envelope.
Let's hope there's fun inside of here.
I hope
let's
so.
See. The answer is Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
That was the clear who.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was it.
Yep, exactly. Meghan Markle is the current Duchess of Sussex. She married Prince Harry in May 2018. The other most searched people were Demi Lovato, Sylvester Stallone, Logan Paul, and Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
All right, here's your final fact bag. Fact bag. During the Industrial Revolution in the UK, you could get a job as a knocker-upper.
Uh-huh.
What did that job entail?
Knocking up. A knocker-upper?
Yeah, is that like comedy writers? You know, punch up, but instead back then it was called knock up.
Knock it up?
You gotta knock
it's
up.
Not very funny. We should knock it up.
We gotta knock it up.
Isn't it a Britishism when you knock on somebody's door, you say, I'm gonna knock you up? Isn't that a thing?
Is that a thing?
I feel like that maybe I just made that up. Or maybe I've just misunderstood some conversations over these
right.
years.
Or they're just knocking on your door. Can they knock on your door to tell you the time or something? Is that back then?
Yeah.
Get up, go to work. It's the Industrial Revolution.
Classic,
get up and go to work.
Door-to-door time tellers.
That's right.
That they have in all the British movies.
That's what I'm going with.
Mary Poppins time teller. Hello, it's the time teller. Knocking you up.
Hey, being a human alarm clock.
Whoa.
I think I've been...
That's pretty close.
That's pretty it. Knocker-uppers use poles, hammers, or pea shooters to make noise on their clients' homes to wake them up. Rates depending on wake-up time. Wow. They're advanced. And how far the knocker-upper needed to travel. They knew what they were doing, these knocker-uppers.
It is knocking up. I'll knock you up tomorrow morning at 6,
yeah.
They would say.
Yeah, that's going to be 200 quid.
200 quid.
Yeah. All right, the fact bag is empty. Give it up for Fact Bag.